launched a new website in November at the Pacific Marine Expo, and the response has been great. I'd like to give a big thank you to all of our video contributors. They've managed to upload over 100 videos to this year's festival. So it's been a busy time.
Last year, you were collecting the videos yourself. Is it a mix of that and people submitting their own this year? Or?
Yeah, that's true. I peruse the internet all the time looking for the videos. But at the same time, this year, the new website has made it really easy for people to upload their own videos. They actually get their own channel inside the website. And then there's a voting system built into the new website. So it makes it very easy for people to upload their own videos and to get their own exposure. Plus, the voting thing helps out, you know, the contest quite a bit. So really, the new website is incredible. It's made the process much easier and much more functional.
So the festival, the online festival itself, starts, what, on the 12th?
Yeah, on the 12th through the 18th, I'm going to be doing a series of live webcasts where I'm going to show each of our categories. The categories this year are very similar to last year. We have our highliners, which are some of our best edits. The hopefuls, which are some rough cuts, people kind of messing around on deck. We also have a huge documentary section. And then this year, the featured fishery is going to be about Bristol Bay. So we have a whole section about Bristol Bay videos. And then we also have another category called bycatch, which is just kind of some random oddities, some funny videos, some shocking videos, even a couple boats sinking. So, yeah, those are the categories, and I'll be advertising those through webcast each night of the week. And basically, people will be able to kind of interact and, you know, kind of filter through. Since we have so many videos, I figured that would be a good way to help filter through some of the best videos, determining their votes and such.
Did any of the videos you've come across really surprise you this year, either in what's been done film-wise or just some of the content?
Yeah, you know, with the advent of the new cameras, GoPro and such, it's amazing the level of quality that we're getting out of videos these days. In the highliner section, you know, there's a couple of incredible videos this year. A few that stand out in my mind, there's one video that's actually of a dive crew, and they're just outside of Baranoff Island, and they're actually diving on a sunken seiner called the Mark Christopher, and there's just something really alluring about seeing the underwater footage of a sunken seiner with barnacles everywhere, and it's truly captivating. So that'll be in our documentary section this year. And then we do have a number of videos in the highliner section that are just super polished, and all those will be advertised in the coming week.